Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting third, the left fielder, Al Woods. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Damaso Garcia. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting eighth, the DH, Lloyd Mosby. Batting ninth, the catcher, Bob Davis. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Dave Stibe. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second, the shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth, the DH, Champ Summers. Batting seventh, the catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin bunts towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Griffin moves to third. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woods. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Woods steals second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is walked intentionally. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell takes first base on ball four. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby takes first base on ball four. Bonnell moves to second. Bob Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonnell moves to third. Mosby moves to second. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is one for one in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bonnell scores. Mosby moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hebner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin throws to second for one, and Garcia throws to first, and Mayberry drops the ball. Hebner scores. Cowens moves to third. One out. It's Blue Jays, 1, Tigers, 1. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-1 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Howell moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hebner strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Summers takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Tigers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stibe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woods. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Brookins goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters bunts towards the mound. Stibe fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Whitaker scores. Trammell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell juggles the ball. That's an error on Howell. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mosby strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mosby out. Two outs. Bob Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. Cowens moves to third. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Blue Jays 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howell takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Howell moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Joe Cannon pinch runs for John Mayberry. Damaso Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Howell scores. Cannon goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Tigers. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonnell bunts towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to third. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault pinch hits for Bob Davis. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Toronto Blue Jays, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.